This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Ira Windman puts a bow on it. He says, heat done, because there is the chance, even when the deadline passed at 3, that there's still, you know, shrapnel to figure out. But he says, yeah, the heat are done. Out. Jimmy Butler, Josh Richardson, 2 second-round picks, and cash. In, Andrew Wiggins, Davion Mitchell, Kyle Anderson, and a top 10 first-round pick from the Warriors.
I like it.
I do, too. I mean, you know, you had to be done with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler era is over. You had to be done with it because it was silly. At some point, you don't mind a little bit of drama here and there, but then at some point, it gets silly.
Yeah.
And it was silly. It had gotten silly, and they don't need to be dealing with that on a game by game basis.
Okay, got to middle school girl banter. Yep. It got silly.
Checkbox here if you're gonna play tonight, if you're coming to the party. And okay.
Wiggins can ball. The other two guys, I forgot their last names. I wish I could look them up, and then you get a first round pick. Move forward.
By the way, speaking of Funky Buddha, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, very strong calendar of events at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Sunday, big game. Watch it there. Funky Buddha, exclusive beer release for the big game. 2 exclusive specialty cocktails. By the way, speaking of Funky Buddha and Ryan Sense, the owner, I am currently leading him in our games battle for $100. He did not have his lucky Wednesday, which he did last week, which vaulted him to a victory over me. I am currently up 1 game. There is still Octortle left to be played tonight. And then tomorrow, Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, and Octortle. So there are 5 games left. Anything can happen. But right now, Team Hockman leading 1 game over Ryan Sense in the games challenge.
I hope I never get to this point in my life.
Also at Funky Buddha, the tap room, they've got 20% off to go beers and kegs for your own home big game party. That starts tomorrow, Friday. So you can stop by the tap room, 20% off, and that'll go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next week, a week from tomorrow, Friday the 14th is Valentine's Day. They're doing a beer pairing dinner, 5-course dinner curated by executive chef Jeff Vincent and paired with a variety of specialty beers, including maple bacon coffee porter, live piano, and just a really fun Valentine's night. Tickets are available at funkybuddha.com. And then the following day, the Holy Grail, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, takes place all day on the 15th. No cover, live bands, plenty o' beer, to drink and the time of your life. So check out funkybuddha.com for all the details.
Let me tell the beer lovers out there, you wait for the Super Bowl, you wait for Game 7 of the Finals, you wait for, you know, the Masters. You Maple Bacon Coffee Porter is that of beer lovers. I'm telling y'all, right. You got to go out there on the 15th. It's one of my favorite events all year. If you see me sleeping in the grass, just leave me alone, though. Just let me get some rest. I'll bounce back.
It's a tradition unlike any other.
There we go.
The Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival.
He's approaching the truck. He's double fisting.
Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We're going to hear from Brendan Tobin this hour, who does a very good job breaking down the Jimmy Butler trade and the Jimmy Butler era with us. So let's do headlines to start out the Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Panthers are in St. Louis to take on the Blues tonight at 8. Spencer Knight will be between the pipes.
All right. Very good.
Keep saying the Spencer Knight story is amazing for him to take a year really off is. And playing like he's playing. Yeah.
Yeah, really is.
The Heat, they're on their way to Brooklyn. They're going to be taking on the Nets tomorrow night at 7:30. It is game four of their four-game road trip.
All right. Very good. We know we were looking earlier. No Jimmy Butler, I'm guessing, tonight for Golden State, right? I'm going to look this up. Because Lakers play Golden State tonight, but I can't imagine Jimmy Butler's playing.
Just too much red tape, possibly?
Also, I've seen him. He doesn't play very much.
It's more of a Jimmy thing than a league thing.
Based on what I've seen, the guy'll do anything to take a game off.
2-2. I'm good.
So Jimmy most likely a no-go. Maybe that'd be a great place to start, though, against the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm not
actually, the Heat have a great place to start because they're playing the Nets, so easy win on this transition.
How about this? Is this true? The Nets are working on a buyout to make Ben Simmons a free agent?
Mm-hmm. You talking about not playing?
I mean, I'm seeing that on Bleacher Report, and they attribute it to Shams, but I don't see that from Shams. But there's been so much news today that, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Ben Simmons could be arrested for theft with how much money he stole in the NBA.
There was a time, though, when he was considered one of the best players in the league.
Oh, my God. He was so good. I was certain that was the next Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
He could score and pass, like, and handle the ball at his size, like no one you'd seen.
And defend. He was all defense, first team.
Man.
And then.
Then he did what he wanted to do. Started dating the Kardashians.
Mm. Did he date a Kardashian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. They throw that little thing at anybody, Hawk. You go hit a couple threes, Hawk. You can run up on them.
If I could run into one of them, look out, world.
Oh, man. Keep that in mind. The NFL Players Union boss Lloyd Howell said that, quote unquote, no one wants to play 18 NFL games a season. Of course, the NFL is considering adding that 18th regular season game.
Wes Goldberg from Locked On Heat and Fansided, he says, interesting thing that could happen with Miami's draft picks now, as Barry Jackson points out, if both the Heat and the Warriors miss the playoffs, there's a chance that Miami ends up with two lottery picks in a loaded draft this June.
Hit them, Pat.
I mean, are we rooting for both of them to miss the playoffs then?
Get him, Pat. Get him, Pat. Get him, Pat.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
I don't know how many, like, I don't know all the machinations because sometimes you've already traded so many draft picks, but could you then package two lottery picks or something or someone you desire?
You could, or you covet two of these young players and say, hey, we about to reload with the puppies because Bam's not that old.
What about packaging? What if they're both pretty high? You package the two of them together to get up to one to take Cooper Flagg.
Hmm.
I like Cooper Flagg.
Hmm.
Tell you what, man. So are we rooting for them not to make the playoffs now all of a sudden?
Come on, guys.
What's going on here?
I don't think it's on us. I think it's on Haywood Highsmith.
Why are we starting Pelle Larsen all the time?
Hey, but Dan, I said it yesterday. I say it again. 18 games make so much sense. Six divisional games, and you play all four other – you play three out of the four other divisions. That's 12 plus 6 equals 18. You have no random games. They're going to 18. It just makes mathematical sense and money sense.
Yeah. And, by the way, I don't want to hear from a single fan on Twitter or text or Instagram who's not for 18 games.
Yeah.
Okay? Six. I don't want to hear, oh, what about player safety? Oh, you're not concerned about it for 17 games? Or all of a sudden you're worried about it for 18 games? Listen, I'm a fan and I like to gamble. I'll take a 162-game NFL season if they want to throw it at me. So I'll let someone else worry about the morality of 17 games, 18 games, 20 games. I don't want to hear from a single person saying, no, don't do 18 games.
Hawk, the hell you know, with you. Science tells you the human body can only take 17 regular season NFL games.
Well, double the roster and trot someone out there for game 42 because I'm putting money on it.
If they go 162 in the NFL, I'll have a job.
I think I might have a job.
Hey, Crowder, how them knees feeling? Yeah, we good, bro.
He's like a smaller Patrick Laird. We call him Patrick Lard.
Hawkman, who's, Kevin Beard.
I don't know. When you look at him, you think to yourself, must be 162 game NFL season.
5'8", Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, he's Jason Sehorn without any kind of musculature, hair, or skills. Huh.
Oh, you could set the edge, though, Hawk. You could set the edge.
Yeah, if Jimmy's on, coming at me, I'll keep Jimmy off the edge.
Man, that 162nd game is going to be awesome. Couple things going down this weekend. Marlins going to host their Fan Fest Saturday 4-8 at Lone Depot Park. Also, the Hurricanes basketball team, they're at Louisville Saturday at 2, and also Inter Miami, they're in Honduras. They're going to be playing Olympia Saturday at 8.
Very cool.
On to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Today and tomorrow, highs in the high 70s and lows in the mid 60s.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Where do you stand on slice of pizza, meal versus snack?
Hawk and Crowder.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Just to clarify something that we were talking about earlier, because I was saying, oh, is Jimmy Butler going to play tonight for Golden State? And we don't know. Ira Winderman has tweeted out an odd Heat injury report for tomorrow. because the trade has not cleared the NBA office yet, the team, the Heat, is listing Jimmy Butler and Josh Richardson as out tomorrow due to pending trade. So there's no chance that Jimmy Butler is playing for Golden State tonight because he's still a member of the Miami Heat as we speak right now. So I guess there are a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross and make sure everything is legit. So right now, Jimmy Butler is still a member of the Miami Heat, so you will not see him in the Lakers-Warriors game tonight. So there you go.
Unders. Unders.
unders all season long. Unders all season.
Yes, sir.
Tonight on this radio station, you're going to get Dan Day after us. He'll keep you company for about an hour and a half. And then you'll have Doug Plagans from St. Louis bringing you the Panthers Blues game right here on 560 QAM. Really fun show today. Josh Appel did it again. We'll get some video posted on our YouTube channel, but Josh Appel, today was his final day in New Orleans. He's headed home, but he did it again. He went to a po' boy place near Bourbon Street today and ordered a shrimp po' boy, kind of as Ed Orgeron, and it was as delightful as that sounds. And thank you, by the way, to the texter who came up with that idea in the 2 o'clock hour. That was a quality suggestion. And Tobin's always fun to talk Heat with as well. All right, Crowder, go be safe in New Orleans tonight. Don't get in any trouble. Try to hit some more winners at the roulette wheel. And we'll reconvene for a Super Bowl Friday program tomorrow, the final Football Friday of the season, the official final one. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers, and we will speak with you mañana.
I'm going to go make them say,
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.